Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And no wonder it's delicious. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. And just why is it always fresh, always tender? Because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. Yes, you know it's tender, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen to this. Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So right now, plan to treat your family to the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Treat them to Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. Remember, your neighborhood Kroger store is where you get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Winging its way across the ocean from South Africa, the giant Atlantic clipper Seagull is met with what is feared to be disaster. Somewhere between the Azores and America, it has made a crash landing in the sea. Among the passengers is Johnny Keefe, Penny Gibbs' one-time fiancé. Penny received the startling news only several hours ago. And in the living room of her home, she says to her mother, Grace,
Mother, there's no further word about the plane.
Have you phoned the newspaper?
Yes, the newspaper and the radio station in Wayne City. There's been no more word from the plane or about it.
Oh, it's simply awful, Penny, but first reports usually are. It said there were some casualties, didn't they?
Well, the first report said that all on board were feared lost, but then there was a later report from the plane itself that it was able to land in the ocean and was still floating.
Oh, those planes are awfully big, aren't they? Can't they stay on the water a long time?
I don't know. I talked to Pat about it. He says it depends on how rough the water is. If there's a storm where the plane went down, the waves will tear it to pieces in no time.
Well, was there a storm?
Nobody seems to know. The radio on the plane was working for a while after the landing, but then it stopped. The last report suggests that the plane is probably sinking. That's why the plane stopped sending out the radio messages.
Oh, good heavens, let's hope not. Or at least, let's hope that help gets to the plane in time.
I understand that other planes have already started searching for it, and ships are on their way to the spot, too.
Oh, then they know where the plane is, do they?
Well, the plane reported its position after the crash, but Pat says it can't very well keep that position if the sea is rough or if it's down in the current.
Oh, my.
It'll drift for miles before any other planes or ships can get to the spot. Oh, Mother, if I could just hear if they found the plane one way or the other.
Well, it seems to me that another big airplane had to land in the middle of the ocean not so long ago, dear.
Yes, I remember that. That was several months ago.
Yes, it was. And as I remember it, no one was really hurt, and they got everybody off.
I remembered that, too, darling. But there was a ship nearby when that plane came down. In fact, the plane circled the ship, I think, and asked for help. There was nothing around when Johnny's plane came down.
But there will be soon. I imagine the airplanes looking for it are already on the spot.
Maybe. But I wonder what they'll find. The plane or nothing but water.
Penny, you mustn't think the worst. You sound much too much like I do most of the time. I'm the pessimist of the family, not you.
Mother, I have a simply awful feeling about this. Johnny's coming home again was just too good to be true. When I heard about the plane crash, I remembered something Johnny said the day he left for South Africa.
What was that, dear?
That he had a feeling that he was never coming back. He said, something tells me that this is the last time I'll see Rossville or you. Those were his exact words, or just about.
You know why he said that, Penny. He knew that if he accepted the inheritance from his uncle, he'd have to live on the land.
No, I don't think he knew it then. At least, the first mention of it that I remember was in his first letter after he got to Cape Town. That's really the first time he knew just what his uncle had left him.
Oh, afraid you're right, Penny. I seem to remember something about that, too.
Well, then you should agree that Johnny's remark about never coming back has some significance now.
Well, not necessarily, darling. Lots of times when something unusual happens, we think back to something that's been said or done before and connect the two in our minds.
Yes, but it was strange for Johnny to be so certain that he was never coming back.
He wasn't certain, Penny. He had a feeling, that's all. And it might have been nothing more than the mood he was in.
Johnny doesn't have moods, Mother. Certainly not the kind that would make him say a thing like that. There was real meaning in what he said. As if he had a premonition of things to come that was more than a premonition. Mother, it was a sudden insight into the future.
Is there such a thing?
Or haven't you ever had a mental flash, a picture of something to come that was real? So real that you knew it was the truth?
Yes, but it's still only a premonition, darling. We have no powers to see into the future. We have premonitions sometimes, or hunches, or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. You're as upset and pessimistic about the plane crash as I am. You believe in premonitions, or hunches, or whatever you want to call them. I know you do. Mother, I can remember a dozen times when you've had premonitions that upset you.
Well, I tried, Penny.
I thought that's what it was. Oh, Mother, what are we going to do?
What can we do, darling? Just sit and wait and hope, that's all. We can hope Johnny wasn't even on that plane. That's possible, you know.
Johnny would have cabled if he'd missed the plane, especially after hearing about the accident it had.
Well, maybe he hasn't heard that it's had an accident, Penny.
Oh, Mother, I'm sure he has. Cape Town isn't some tiny, out-of-the-way place in deepest Africa. I'm sure Johnny got the news as soon as we did if he was still in Cape Town. No, I'm sure Johnny was on that plane.
I wonder if we could find out.
When I called the newspaper, they said a passenger list would be released sometime later today. I'll call back in a while.
Oh, Penny, the doorbell. Maybe it's news from Johnny telling us he isn't on that airplane.
I hope so. Cross your fingers, will you?
Oh, they're crossed, darling. You can be sure they are.
Oh, if this is only what I think it is.
Hello, beautiful. How are you besides beautiful?
Hello, Joe. Come in.
Thanks. Say, how about a nice... Penny, what's the matter?
Haven't you seen a newspaper or heard a radio?
Well, not since this morning. What's happened?
Johnny's plane's had an accident.
Oh. Crashed?
No, they think it made a forced landing somewhere in the middle of the ocean, but it stopped sending radio messages shortly after it came down.
They think it's sunk.
They don't know.
Penny, I'm awfully sorry.
I know you are. Look, I don't mean to keep you standing here. Come in the living room.
Maybe you'd rather not have me around just now.
No, don't be silly. I'm glad you're here. Mother, it's Joel.
Oh, hello, Dr.
Hello.
Evans. Isn't it awful about Johnny's plane?
It certainly isn't good. But it still may not be as bad as we think. Another plane had to make an emergency landing in the middle of the ocean some months ago.
Look, we were just talking about that, but that was different. There was a ship nearby when that plane landed in the water.
Yes, I think there was. Nothing around when Johnny's plane came down, huh?
Apparently not. But planes have gone out looking for it, and several ships are on the way.
Oh, then Johnny's plane was able to radio its position before it landed. Well, that's encouraging.
What worries us most, Joel, is that the plane's radio stopped working shortly after the landing.
That could be attributed to mechanical failure, Penny. It doesn't necessarily mean that the plane still isn't afloat. What's the latest report?
That the plane is probably sinking.
Oh. Must have made a bad landing, then. Those planes are big. They can ride out a pretty heavy sea, providing it isn't too heavy.
Yes, but from all indication, Joel, the sea is too heavy.
Let's not say that until we're sure. There's no point in thinking the worst until you know the worst.
I know, but I can't help but think the worst.
Don't. Well, look, I know this is small consolation, but Johnny's stuck by you when things have gone wrong. You can count on me to stick by you now that Johnny's in trouble. That is, if you want me to.
Oh, Joel, I do want you to, especially if the worst is true.
The worst won't be true. Keep thinking that. When do you think there'll be more news?
They'll release a passenger list later on today.
Well, there's a newscast at 5 on the Wayne City radio station. It's a couple of minutes after 5 now.
Oh, golly, why didn't I think of that? There's probably something about the crash on every newscast. I'll go see what the latest is.
The latest might be the best, too, Penny.
Oh, I hope so. I'll be right back if there's anything to report.
Sit down, won't you, Dr. Evans?
Thanks, Mrs. Billings. I will.
Poor Penny. She was so excited and thrilled about seeing Johnny again. And then this has to happen.
Mid-ocean isn't exactly a safe place for even a plane the size of Johnny's to land. How long ago did it happen?
Oh, just a few hours ago. We don't know exactly when.
Well, help should have reached the plane by now. I hope.
You don't hold out much hope that they'll find the plane, though, do you?
That's hard to say. It isn't exactly encouraging to hear that the plane's radio went out right after the landing.
Well, you told Penny that might be due to mechanical failure, or were you just saying that to make her feel better?
Mechanical failure might be the reason, Mrs. Billings. However, a dead radio might mean that the plane went under.
But, well, aren't there life rafts on those big planes?
Yes, but if the landing was sudden and the ship sank without warning, I doubt if many of those on board the plane made it to the rafts.
Dr. Evans, you're painting a far worse picture than we imagined.
Not in front of Penny. I see no reason to upset her more than she is already. I'm beginning to see just how much she thinks of Johnny Keith.
Well, wouldn't you be upset if a friend of yours were on that plane?
I consider Johnny Keith a friend of mine. I want to see him come home safely. Believe me, I do. Even though I know what that will mean to me.
To you?
Mrs. Billings, you know how I feel about your daughter. You know what my plans are concerning her. But now I know how your daughter feels about young Keith. And I'm afraid I don't stand much of a chance against him.
Believe me, Dr. Evans, I wouldn't know.
I do, though. I may be in love, but I don't agree with that old adage that love is blind. I see quite clearly. Too clearly, in fact.
Well, I know you want me to agree with you or disagree, but I can't. I don't know Penny's feeling in either direction, toward you or toward Johnny. I know she's fond of you both. That's all I know.
I expect you to remain neutral in the matter, Mrs. Billings. I don't even have a right to talk to you about it.
Well, you have a right to talk about it if you want to.
Well, there's not much sense in it, though. I'm not going to let Johnny's arrival keep me from trying. Even if you told me there weren't a chance in the world, I'd still do my best to make Penny feel about me the way I feel about her. I'm not blind, just stubborn.
It's good to be stubborn sometimes.
It's necessary to be stubborn, Mrs. Billings. When there's no encouragement
for... Joel!
Yes, Penny?
Was there news on the radio about Johnny's plane?
Yes, there was. All bad.
They found the plane?
No, they haven't. It's so dark out there.
Say, that's right. It's probably pitch dark in the middle of the Atlantic right now. Have the search planes had to turn back?
Yes, Joel. They won't be able to look for Johnny's plane again until morning.
So the search for Johnny's plane has been abandoned for the night. Does this mean that the plane will never be found and all on board will be lost, if they're not already lost? Will Penny never again see Johnny Keith? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. That's it. That's the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Delicious. It's rich and savory juice. It's luscious red. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. But that's not all. Kroger offers you the best eating beef you've ever tasted. And Kroger offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. That's before the meat is weighed and priced. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Remember, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.